Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O-W, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, A.K. Dicko. A.K. Dicko. 3 times. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, P-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, and good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P, and A-T-A-Z production on Blog Talk Radio with your host, T-A-Z, co-host in the house, Ant-Man. You in the house, Ant-Man?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm right here with you.
And
what's going on? What's going on, man?
We have in the house area code 732. Area code 732. Introduce yourself.
Yo, 732. That's
That's the girl, Treyel. What's good?
What's up, Treyel? How you doing?
You did your homework. You even found out by my area code. That's dumb.
my co-host Ant-Man in the house.
Salute. Hello, co-host.
How are you doing today, Miss Treyel? How are you?
I'm doing good. Can I give you some a quick before we like begin everything? I just want to tell you this is like some fun a fun fact about Treyel. My first ever nickname as when I was growing up was Taz. So when I when I got your message, I was really excited because I was like, oh, I've never met another Taz. So I instantly felt a connection.
That's good. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when I played some of your music online before I even hit you up, I felt the connection right there where my head was moving.
I appreciate that. Then I did my job.
I want to know, how did you get started?
You know, it's funny because I started out like just messing around with one of my girls. Like we used to just like freestyle, like fun, like at parties and stuff. Like I didn't really take it serious. And then like, I mean, it was something that I loved doing. I enjoyed doing it. Like people would get annoyed because I would just keep rapping, but, and
right.
Then like, you know, people enjoyed it. They wouldn't stop me, but, so, like, with that, more and more people started encouraging me to put a pen in my hand and try and write something. And I've been writing ever since.
Okay, cool. Where are you from?
I'm from Jersey, born and raised Central Jersey. I rep it all day, you know. Not a small town. It's not like a big city or anything.
Were you influenced by a lot of the area between Jersey, New York, all the rappers that come out of there, were you influenced by them or you just wanted, it's just something you wanted to do?
Oh, well, I mean, I've always been a fan of hip hop. I mean, especially like the East Coast. I feel like most people tend to formulate with the region that they're located in. But I mean, you know, I grew up loving Rod Digga, Lauryn Hill, you know, Latifah, all, you know, everybody on this coast. You know, it just so happened that they ended up being from the East Coast, you know.
Right.
But so I feel like, you know, it's time for me to carry on the torch of the East.
Now, what would you call your music? Because I call it
it's a little different, right?
I would call it like straight up. Some hip hop that you like want to hear and fiend the need to hear again and again. I'm like, every time I hear it, I'm going, man, I like this song, right? I like this song, right? You know what I'm saying? So, what would you describe it as?
Well, thank you. I mean, music to me has always been the songs that I tend to like the most are songs that I can relate to in some way. And so with my music, I try to make songs that I feel others would be able to relate to and want to listen to over and over again when they're going through whatever the case may be. So, I mean, like, I know I rap, so it's hip-hop, but at the same sense, it's different. It's like an alternative type of hip-hop. So it's kind of in
right.
a genre on its own, you know?
The song... The Green Side, because I've been wanting to play this. And I ain't played it all the way through. I've seen the video, a little bit of the video, but I want to listen to it all the way through. The Green Side, introduced this before I play it.
All right, The Green Side. This was my first video that I ever shot, so the song itself has a deep spot in my heart. It's basically about, you know, trying to overcome obstacles to get to... the side that's green. I know it's there somewhere. It's just, you know, trying to get there.
Green Side, Treyel, in the house.
Green Side. blinking. Insecurities start to take a toll, and the fares hiked up about three times fold. Not to mention bridges home to a troll. Only way to get across when I'm afraid being alone. Lord, if you can hear me, let your presence be known. Need a push to get over the hump. Try to scream, but my throat has a lump. As my heartbeat pumps, my anxiety rises. Blood pressure climbing, no sun on the horizon. So resort to the thoughts with the bottle that's reliable with volume as the answer to my problem. Don't tell me I'm the first to know it don't work. Temporarily, it guides me through the hurt. I'm a prisoner to words, we're to shackles. Fighting through the battle, grow weaker every tackle. Tired of the beef, I ain't talking about cattle. So I gear up for the ride, no surprise, there's no saddle. As expected, knew the road would be rough. Tempted to give up because that time seems too tough. All I need to know is how I should adjust. Tell me how to judge because I often mistrust. Ready to handle whatever life brings, trying to get to where the side's green. But it gets harder every time that I breathe. All I need is someone to believe. Ready to handle whatever life brings, trying to get to where the side's green. But it gets harder every time that I breathe. All I need is someone to believe.
Yeah, I like that song a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ant-Man, I know you want to say something, because that's what you get ready to say, dog.
That made me want to, that was a throwback. That made me like want to go and get the cardboard box and start doing some breakdancing. and do some breakdance. And you know what, Taz? I can't even breakdance.
I'm going to tell you right now. That song really takes you to the real hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. That's definitely what it reminded me of.
Real hip hop, for real. So who did
the production on
that?
The production on that, that is Ryan Skills is his name. He's from Russia.
From Russia?
Shout out to Russia.
Wow. Get out of town. You mean Russia is no hip hop?
I'm not even gonna lie. I was surprised when I found him on SoundCloud.
Wow.
And then I was surprised that he even wanted to work with me. I was like, yeah, are you sure? I'm from America.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I do music too, Trail. I don't know if you knew that, but I do music too.
Do you?
There was this cat in, where was he from? He was from Yugoslavia that rapped. I'm talking like 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I sent him a track via email, and he put a song down on it. I got it to this day. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
But he's going in, right?
Yeah, I guess he is. I don't know what he's talking about. and we tried. It was hard. He sent me some lyrics. It was hard to put his lyrics against the beat because I didn't know what he was talking about. So what we did was we timed out the beats per minute for his actual performance. And matched it up with a beat that I had that was close to the beats per minute of how he was rapping. And he liked it. And I was still like, dude, I'm going to talk to you in the little bit of English that you may understand. I don't understand. But yeah, there's been a lot of artists overseas. They got the same thing as we do. They got MTV Yugoslavia. They got Yugoslavia. They got all this stuff over in these other countries. And I've been bouncing beats to people international for years. Africa, Spain, and Germany. So, yeah.
Whenever I was in the Marine Corps and we was in, I got stationed over there in Japan, you know, hip-hop is huge over there in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was amazed, you know, because they took to the American culture over there like it was second nature to them, you know. I mean, we went to this hip-hop club that they had in Japan, and they didn't play nothing but, you know, hip-hop. They played, you know, Dre, they played Snoop, they played, I was amazed. And then they even had a live show where they had a guy come out. I, like you said, Chad, I didn't understand what he was saying, but you could tell it was hip hop because you could tell by the beat and you could tell by the people dancing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The hip hop culture overseas seems more vibrant than it does here in America. It's insane.
And I would love for you, Trail, to try to get with some promoters that can get you overseas for real.
Yeah, man, I'm still trying to find them.
You don't have to be a star over here. Damn, America, we too fickle. You don't have to be a star over here. You can go overseas and make your money. Because money still spend the same damn way. You get it converted, it's still going to be green at the end of the day when you convert it. So
for real, it doesn't matter if it's in yang, euros, I'll take
for
it.
For real, go overseas. And try to get a promoter to look it up online. Just do what you can. Try your damnedest if you can go overseas and perform. And speaking of performing, have you performed in New Jersey or where you live at?
I perform. I perform a lot actually. I have a show this Sunday in Hoboken, and I mean, I travel around to do shows, too. I travel to Philly, I do shows in New York, Connecticut, Boston. I did a show out in Rhode Island. So, I mean, I travel along my coast fairly well, but, you know,
We got to get you overseas. That's what
I'm talking about. Yeah, man.
You're going to come back and tell me, thank you.
I would love to.
I got play daughters that have been overseas and performed. One play daughter, she went to the islands and performed it everywhere up and down the islands, and then she went to Tokyo and performed. She's been doing her thing ever since. She's from the West Coast. She does hip hop from the West Coast. Been knowing her 10 years, but I've been knowing her since she was 16. She's 26, 27 right now. And like I said, she's been performing overseas, so actually check and look into that and let me know, you get a deal so you can go overseas. I'd be so happy for you because you're definitely going to make some cheese there for real. So you might.
Thank you for giving me that push because I will look into that more.
As a matter of fact, I'll put you in contact with my play sister that does it too.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm a friendly person. I love networking.
Yeah, and you can actually ask her how she went about doing her thing overseas. This is my play daughter from, like I said, her name is Kelvin Music, and she's been doing music for a while. So
we've been
friends for a while. So you write everything that you spit?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You write everything that you spit, rap?
Yeah. I write. Nobody has ever written for me. Ever.
Have you ever written for anybody else?
Have I ever? No, but you know what? I've actually been thinking about going the ghostwriting route because maybe we'd hear better music on the radio.
For real. That's another avenue for you to get into as well. I'm just trying to up your, your cheddar. So when I do see you on the green side, you'll be driving a green Lambo. For real. Like, yo, that's her car in the video.
Hey, all green up. Everything.
Hey, Ed, I'd be like, I need to take my own advice. Hell.
Yeah, you sitting up here passing off advice on how to do this and how to do that, and like you said, you need to take your own advice, bro. You know,
I need to take my own advice. So. Gin and tonic.
Ah, gin and tonic. That song's another close one to me.
Are we gonna have to get you together with Snoop Dogg,
If Tangray would sponsor me, that would be awesome.
I'm gonna play it. This is Trey L in the house on ATAZP, and this is Gin and Tonic.
Thank you.
It's hard for me to swallow why my body feels so hollow. Vent my problems to a bottle till my walk becomes a waddle. Full throttle, see my life is moving fast. So I pour another glass, tell myself that it's the last. But I know better, starting and I can't stop. Even if it's not planned, naked to the last drop. Crack another, even if the party's over. Being a pushover equals train, not being sober. I can't take it, mind kicks to overdrive. Take another gin and tonic, don't forget the lime. Either that or turn my feelings to rhyme. Combine the two, watch the madness align. No matter how hard I try, never grounded. Body won't allow it, like I'd rather have it clouded. Seems with my heartache, I can't think straight. So I dead the thoughts by becoming a tank. Problem is it only works for the moment. Out of sight, still in focus. Poof, my mind's broken. Crazy how the girl could be outspoken with a little help from that potion. I hate the way that I'm feeling within. So I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. I hate the way that I'm feeling within. So I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. I hate the way that I'm feeling within. So I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. I hate the way that I'm feeling within. So I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. Yeah, I'm with a group, but I'm drinking by myself. Not literal, sounding kind of pitiful. I'm thinking that it's critical. You're thinking that I'm kidding you. In some games, there's no option of a pivotal. Instead of being miserable, I'll drink the pain away in hopes that the feelings I'm having will fade. Once the night's gone, my emotions remain. Wake up, it's the same. It's like nothing has changed. One would think in time I would realize, but I close my eyes. Easier to pretend blind. Yeah, laugh. I already know that I'm a joke. Heading down the river with a paddle and no boat. Ain't asked for your opinion, so don't tell me how to vote. Just some random thoughts, I put it to note. The truth is, inside me is ruthless. I care too much to only give 2 cents. So I guess that means I'll keep getting bent and keep my feelings locked up like a fence. Drown my sorrows for the moment, worry late about tomorrow with a little help from that gin bottle. I hate the way that I'm feeling within, so I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. I hate the way that I'm feeling within, so I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. I hate the way that I'm feeling within, so I'm chasing down my tonic with gin. I hate the way that I'm feeling within, so I'm chasing down my tonic with gin.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kelda Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy, Taz, on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, we got Trey L in the house, and man, in the house. Hey, I like that song.
Thank
Even
you.
Though I don't drink, I do not drink. But
I
like
would like
song.
To. I would like to point out that I talk about liquor a lot in my music, and I want people to know that I do not have a drinking problem.
I'm glad you put that disclaimer out there.
That's good to know.
Just to make that clear.
That's funny.
I just like to.
That is so funny.
Because people really come up to me and ask me, like, you know, Trey, if you ever need, and I'm like, nah, it's really not that serious. But, you know, I appreciate all the concern.
So where do you see yourself in the world of hip-hop? What is the actual ultimate goal?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, this is something that I myself, I mean, I've always, you know, my ultimate goal was, you know, to be what I call being heard. I just want people to hear it, but I'd also like some recognition for it. And, I mean, to be honest, I'm not very happy with where I am right now on the hip-hop totem pole, so to speak. And it's something that I strive to, you know, get better at doing. And I'm still trying to figure out what the doing is. What the doing is, well, that needs to get done.
Ant, Gong, you got a comment?
Yeah, I got one. Like you, remember earlier when you were saying, you were talking about, you know, maybe you should be doing some ghostwriting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be a good idea, because like you were saying, the music today is just ridiculous. And,
yeah,
you know, I think we do need to get some, like, somebody that has, like, either back from the old school or has, like, an old school spirit to tell these people or to teach these people what to say and how to rap and what, you know what I'm saying, Taz? Because, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, that's how I feel, you know, because I did like that. I liked the song. I liked the beat and all that, you know. I did. I dug it. You know, I thought it was really good. Creative.
Thank you. And thank you. And thank you for your input. How do you, I'm, go ahead.
Ross.
Who's talking?
You're talking.
Me? Okay. Well, I mean, ghostwriting is something also. I mean, how do you start being a ghostwriter? Like, that's something that's also like.
What you do is, like, you know, at one of your shows, of course, I'm sure you ain't the only one in there rapping or doing it.
Right.
And you're with other artists, and, you know,
right,
you just come up and say, yo, I got, you know, try to, maybe you might not have 16 written for them, but you go in there saying, like, yo, I don't wrote 16 for you if you like to spit them, because I just wrote them directly for you. And I'm sure you got friends that do the same thing. And that way you can have 16 written for somebody and just say, hey, I like to, you know, ghostwrite for you if you want me to, because I came off the top of the head with this, boom, and you show them. You know what I mean?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's
like
awesome.
School, like, that goes like way back in the day, guys. You know, like way back in the 1950s. Like back in the 1950s and 1960s.
I wrote that for you and mine.
Smokey Robinson did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because look, I do beats for cats all the time. And matter of fact, if people want to sing, the first thing I ask them, I go, do you write? No, I don't write. Oh, Lord, that means I got to write something for you, too. You know what I'm saying? And then I got to do an interview so I can know what they like so I can write. And it'll only take me about 20 minutes of talking to you, and I'll know exactly what you like, what you grooving on, how you grooving. Then, boom, I'll make a beat, make a song, and try to make it tailor-made for you so you'll know exactly that this is personal from me to you. Boom. And you put it in. I've been doing it for years. It's just an easy thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you also need to get into the production end, too. Learn how to do that, too. Set in on them when they're making beats for you. When they're making beats for you, set in them sessions and get it in. Seriously. With a notepad and something, and be writing stuff and ask questions. Because, you know, having your own, it's nothing like having your own song and the whole thing was done by you.
Yeah. And you know what? That's something that I did when I first started rapping, like, seriously, and, like, I was getting beats from people. That's something that I actually did want to do. I wanted to be able to make my own beat and, like, be able to rap on top of it and record it, engineer it, do the whole entire, like, process of the track.
Man.
Then I tried to make a beat. That is not for me.
If you don't know how to make it, if you don't know how to make beats, it's a whole lot of trial and error. But you,
man,
if
that's
you really
true.
Dedicate,
that's true.
If you dedicated to it, you will learn it for real. Because I make the whole beat. beat. I produce my own stuff. I mix my own stuff. I master my own stuff. So, I mean, and I learned it, you know, in-house. Nobody didn't tell me. Nobody didn't show me. I just went on a couple of rules and just went on how I do. And people like the stuff that I'm doing, so it's all good. I want you to give your information out to the people so anybody can hit you up. People can go to your shows, find out what you're doing. Also,
when
you start selling this music, they can hit you up and buy the music, too, as well.
Word, yeah. I mean, you can find me on Facebook, The Girl Trail, facebook.com/TheGirlTrail. You can follow me on Twitter, The Girl Trail, Bandcamp, The Girl Trail is first. Let me say that over. TheGirlTrail.bandcamp.com is where you could find my albums. My latest album that I dropped is called Memoirs of an Emo Rapper. That's available for free download. Yeah, it's like that.
I seen that when you posted it today, actually. I was like, yo, I like the title.
Thank you.
I thought
it was funny myself.
I kind of chuckled too when Taz told me who was going to be on the show tonight. I immediately went to your Facebook page and I saw it too. And I started laughing too.
It's funny. And it's something, I mean, I named my album that purposely with, emo and hip hop does not exactly go together. And a lot of people, like, they see it and automatically, like, don't want to listen to it. But, I mean, it's a good album. You know, I'm not being biased or anything.
On the real, if you do this music, and if you do any music, even R&B, any kind of music, and you need other people involved, and they're, like, out of town, and you just can't get to them right away, you can do your music via email. I did 5 CDs that way, all on email. 15 tracks five CDs, 15 tracks apiece, all done by email.
Oh, wow.
And never met the person for, like, 2 years. Then I met the person.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do tracks through email. Yeah, that's usually how I get things done.
Yeah, that's probably how you get your beats too.
Yeah, a lot of them through emails. A lot of people. I mean, I get beats from people in Serbia and, you know, Slovakia.
Yeah.
So there, I'm never seeing them.
Yeah, for real. So see what I'm saying? And keep them connects too. Always keep those connects and keep branching out. And also make sure you get with me when you get that overseas joint.
Yeah, definitely. I had a ball with you guys. This is awesome.
The people that's doing your beats over there could probably help you get over there and perform.
Yeah, that's true. I got to strengthen them bonds.
Yeah, and be real serious about it and say, look, y'all, we need to put this on over where you at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And
see, I mean, that's also easy for you guys to say because you're men and people listen to you. I mean, being a female in hip hop is not exactly the easiest thing.
I can understand that. I understand
that. You know, it's a very difficult.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm sure after they send you a beat and you put your lyrics down on that beat, do you send them back? A copy of what you did to their music?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, then. Bam. It speaks for itself. If they feeling your stuff then when they put the beat for you and you put the words on, you send them the final product, bam.
Uh-huh.
Then you say, like, yo, we need to present you and my stuff out to your peoples. All right. I mean, it's only simple.
That's true. I like how you put it like that because there's no reason why I can't do that.
Yeah, and you can tell them, yeah, you the one doing the music, you doing the lyrics on that beat, and I'm sure they like it. Well, then, damn it, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, it was great having you on, Trey.
I had an awesome time. You guys are awesome. Any other time, I mean, I'm always down to talk. I wish I could come out there. I feel like we could have a great time together.
For real, we would.
Well, you, Taz, that's your opportunity.
to invite us to the barbecue, bro. That's your opportunity right there.
Barbecues. Oh, my God. I'm like grilling champ.
We do a house party down here in the ATL. That's where I'm at. I'm in Marietta outside of Atlanta. And we do a house party every year for the radio show. And artists, there's a couple artists and a couple more people that I do music with come through and perform and whatnot. And I have a big spread of food. And we do it on October, that Saturday before Columbus Day, which is a, you know, Columbus Day is an off day for mostly everybody I know. And that's why we do it on that weekend, on Saturday. So
that sounds awesome.
Just let me know if you want to come. Just let me know.
I definitely will. That's something that I'll look into.
A and a B. You got to perform an A and a B like they do in church. You got to perform an A and a B selection like they do in church.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, man, you got it.
Again, thank you again, Trey L.
All right, awesome. It was great talking with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Bye.
Ant-Man, and we still have yet, Jeter Jones did not call in, so, brother, I'm glad I got music in the queue. Praise God. Because if I didn't have no music in the queue, we would do. Up in here, this is a cut I want you to listen to. This is me and a jazz guitarist. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. His name is Gary Fustian. They call him G. For G House Productions. He does jazz. He's got about 7 or 8 CDs out. And he also got a radio station on his website where he just interviews jazz artists all day long. You might need to hook up with him on Facebook. His name is Gary Fustian, like Houston, but it starts with an F. And this is a song that we did on his new CD, matter of fact, right now. I don't know the name of it. I just what he gave me after he got through doing his thing. Again, this is another song done by email. Here we go.
All right.
Saturday before Columbus Day.
So it's still, like, warm down there in Hotlanta, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, up here in Jersey, it's, like, frigid. Sometimes we got snowflakes.
Nah, it ain't no snow down here. It's picking cotton weather right now. Picking cotton weather. For real.
Are both y'all down in Atlanta?
No.
Me?
My man Ann is in D.C.
Oh, D.C., Ann.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in D.C., but I'm going to be en route to be moving to Texas in about another month or so.
Oh, wow. I've been boycotting Texas since I was about 12. For no good reason.
Well, thank you for calling in, Lulu.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, Trey was, I'm like her biggest fan. She spoke to me, like she said, she tries to do her music and stuff, and it's just really cool to hear her on the radio.
Well, I'm glad I could put her out there because I love her music as well.
Yeah, and what everything you guys were saying was, you know, meshing good. You should fly her out.
Well, you take care, Lulu.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye.
And we back, Ed. Right. Did you like the little spot that you heard?
Man, I loved it. You know, I'm a jazz. I love jazz anyway.
Yeah,
so,
that's me and my boy Gary Fuchsin. Look him up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a bad boy. Jazz guitarist. For sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna definitely look him up as soon as we go off the air. I'm gonna look him up. You know, right before the Spurs take out the Golden State Warriors tonight, I'll look him up. And stuff, you know.
And matter of fact, I'm in a good mood today, all day, because early this morning I found out 24 is coming back on next year. And I'm so happy.
You was excited about that, wasn't you?
Dude, you don't know. You don't know how pressed we've been for this show for the last 3 years, keeping us in limbo. Dude, then he started doing the Keith Sutherland started doing Untouch. And I was like, this is some old boo right here. And then he got canceled the other day when I found out. And I posted on Facebook, I'm glad this mess is canceled so he can stay in his lane and do 24. And they just announced that 24 is coming on for 12 shows next summer.
Yeah, yeah. I saw you when you posted that on your
oh man, I'm okay, bro. You don't know this is an event. this is almost. If you never you watched the show Game of Thrones.
No, I never watched that before.
On HBO is the show. This is in its second year. Game of Thrones, back in medieval times, where people are trying to get this one kingdom, and there's like about 7 or 8 kingdoms fighting to get the one kingdom. Oh my God. It's my closest fix to 24. And they only come out once a year, 12 shows, once a year, and that's all you get.
And it's called the Game of Thrones, and it's on HBO.
Yeah, you can look it up on Facebook because they got a page. Oh my God, this is, it comes on Sunday nights, and brother, when it comes on Sunday nights, it's got to be nothing but straight up quietness in the house.
That's when you get in a room all by yourself with the door closed, right?
Yeah, yeah. Don't hear no noise, no dog barking, nobody. Nobody breathe. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Oh, Lord. That's the way that you and, you know, the way that you guys, you talked about 24, you know, that's my sister's favorite show. So she talks about it all the time, too. I only watched a couple of episodes of it. And,
but it ain't going to work. It ain't doing you no good if you don't watch them all the way. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, brother. I got all the DVDs. My cousin was watching the DVDs again, and I can't. He was staying with me. He just left. He was staying with me. He's a keyboardist too. We got a CD coming out as well. matter of fact, I might play that jam for you since I'm talking about it. I'm moving this.
Cool.
I got it up here. But yeah, after I found out it was coming back on, I went over there and said, yo, 24 coming back on next year. That dude wanted to kill me. What? It's coming back on? Yes, sir. It's coming back on. Next year, sir. Oh, my God. You just don't know, dog. You just don't know. I know you don't
know.
That's
all right.
Hey, you might want to see it next year. Then you're going to be like, what? Dang. I'm going to have to watch the rest of the 8 other DVDs. 8 seasons.
Oh, you know, you know I'm going to do it. I mean, if I can go back and catch a couple of, the very first episodes and stuff. That's what my sister said I needed to do, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way you could come back. Because one of my other cousins, they came to my house and they was looking at the DVD collection. They was like, what is this 24? I said, oh. My wife said, oh, you don't want to see that. That's crap. You don't want to see that. That's crack. And she said, crack. Oh, it's crack. Because when you watch it, you're going to be cracked up. I'm going to play it. I don't have that song in the queue, but I'm going to try to get it next week. I'll put it on there. This is Canton Jones. Are you familiar with Canton Jones?
I've heard of him before, but I'm not too familiar.
Okay, he's from down here in Atlanta. Gospel artist. Here he is, Kent Jones.
I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe.
Even though I'm high to fly, I'm high.
I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe.
Even though I'm high to fly.
Excuse me, mister. Me and my wife was in front of the line. Yes, sir. I don't think it's right if I allow you to skip me. I just wanna keep peace. Give me tickets to this movie. I'm trying to be discreet, sir. It's really not deep, sir. We all gon' get a seat, sir. And we all gon' eat, sir. So please, will you calm down?
Homie, put your arms down.
I don't wanna show down.
But it's about to go down. Here we go.
It's a nice night, but we just can't act right.
Just because I'm Christ-like.
Doesn't mean I'm Christ-like. I'ma be the bigger man and let you bump me. Cause it's 80 y'all and y'all probably gon' jump me. And have me looking crazy and all in front of my company.
I'm not gon' play the role.
Chillin' is the right move. Let me think, I got a choice to make. Go to jail, go to hell or stay safe. Baby, put the mace away.
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussin'. I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussin'. I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm high as high, I'm gon' love
you anyhow. I'm gon' love you anyhow.
Ain't gon' start cussin'.
Yeah.
I'ma stay safe.
Even though I'm hot as fire,
I'm gonna
be here. I'm gonna stay safe. I ordered a number 9, you gave me a number 4. You forgot the supersize and forgot my apple pie. So miss, if you'd be so kind, I am sort of pressed for time. Will you take this number 4 and switch it with the number 9?
Go to the back of the line.
Ma'am, you got me messed up. I have an important meeting. Why you think I'm dressed up? Gator shoes and vest up. If I go back, I'll be late. Ma'am, if you could just give me a refund, that would be so great.
What you about to go on break?
Can I get my money first?
You ain't gotta get loud and miss, you ain't gotta curse.
Can I see the manager before this thing gets any worse? Well, I don't want this sandwich, yo. I don't want the money either. I just think I'll walk away.
Before I start passing back to something I don't wanna say.
Gotta stay prayed up, cause people will test you. She's still cussing. See you later. God bless
I'ma
you.
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussing. I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussing. I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm hot as fire, I'm gonna be in the high.
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gon' start cussing.
I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm hot as fire,
When I'm driving on 285 and somebody cut me off and flip me the bird,
I'ma stay safe.
When I'm playing ball and they filing dog and I hit the floor and get up and say a word,
I'ma stay safe.
When I'm walking through the mall with my wife and somebody's still attempting to catch her eye,
I'ma stay safe.
When I go to the refrigerator and somebody done ate my sweet potato pie,
I'ma stay safe. Ain't gonna start cussing.
It's a lot of things I wanna say. I'ma walk away. I'm gonna love you anyway.
I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe. I'ma stay safe.
And even though I'm high.
Which I think every show should do in case it gets canceled cliffhanger and you be going, well, what happened? Like Heroes. Did you ever watch Heroes?
Yeah, I watched Heroes.
I'm so upset because it left me in a damn tizzy. I'm like, well, damn, what happened to Olvera, the cheerleader? I need to know. See, I don't watch stuff like that. So what they need to do is just close at the end of the season, have some closure. And it did.
Right.
They all had closure. But tonight we're going to watch this season ending of this pathetic scandal, which all these black women think is the most fascinating show on earth, which really it ain't. I mean, seriously, really it ain't.
No, bro. I agree with you, you know, because every time I look I on my Facebook page, I posted it last week, I said, I ain't even got to watch Scandal because y'all going to tell me what it is anyway. And I was talking about all the women that's on my Facebook page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they think it's the greatest thing in the world, and it ain't. I mean, all the thing about it is, what self-respecting black woman would be still trying to get with the white president after all this time? They would have been in shit the heck with. I don't care who he is. I can't be chasing after him. Am I right? She ain't chasing after them, but she still got feelings. Them feelings should have been dead and gone because they'd have beat that horse to the dead and beat the horse back alive. I'm like, come on. They need to get that up. You know, they need to get that storyline of it up, really.
And I tried to. I sat there and I watched. I tried to watch like, you know, three, four episodes back to back. And I just can't get into it.
I like the other storylines within it. But when it's about her and the president, that bull got to go. That's reworn coffee. It got to go, eh? Seriously. But it was good having you on, brother. Again, I'm going to play this a white guy from Australia that I know. He does hip hop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do hip hop all over the world, really.
Yeah, I noticed.
And his name is Choir Boy. Nothing new to this. One of my friends on Facebook. I'll check you out. I don't think we're gonna have a show next week because I got to read a book for the next week. We got an author coming in 2 weeks. And I got to read her book and ask the questions about it.
Okay,
all right, this
cool.
is called Choir Boy is the artist, nothing new to say is the name of the song.
Okay.
Until the next
okay,
next
cool.
week. Peace.
Okay, cool.
Time and time again, man, I'm telling you how it is with me. The same, nothing new to say, nothing new to say. This life you hate, you know you choose this way. Nothing new to say. Time and time again, man, I'm telling you how it is with me. The same, nothing new to say, nothing new to say. This life you hate, you know you choose this way. Nothing new to say. Pick my pen up, my thoughts, put it down. Words can't translate how I feel about you. Writing these lyrics, sitting free from the pain. Life, I just can't cope without you. I'm on the spirit seat than a year ago.
Yeah.
Heaven beats a church, but I can't let you go.
For real.
Thanking you for saving my life. Giving me the girl that's everything to me.
My girl.
Giving the love that we all deserve. 3 days rose up, breaking the curse right off of me. Giving inspiration to write this verse so spiritually, so naturally. That's the reason why I do this, G. I pick my pen up, but I can't concentrate. I can't translate, but it's time to meditate on you. Time and time again, man, I'm telling you how it is with me. The same, nothing new to say, nothing new to say. This life you hate, you know you choose this way. Nothing new to say. Time and time again, man, I'm telling you how it is with me.